Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific Time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you brought a friend today, because I've got some great music that I think I'll be playing. Yeah. Cool one in the valley here right now. It's currently 4 degrees. Better than Cranbrook, though. They're sitting at minus 1. Yikes. Anyways, beautiful looking morning. I've looked out all the windows here in the studios in downtown Creston, and looking pretty sunny with the blue skies. We're going to have a high of 13 degrees today, and let's see, UV index will be 3 or moderate. I don't think there's a chance of getting much of a sunburn today, but it sure is nice having the sunshine, isn't it? Yeah. We're going to have clear conditions again tonight and going down to 3 degrees. And let's see, tomorrow sunny and a high of 14. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 16. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 18. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 17. Tuesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 14. And Wednesday, high of 14 with a mix of sun and cloud. Things are looking good for the next 2 weeks. Might get some bike riding in. I'm hoping to go to Creston today for Test the Metal. The big semi-trailer is coming into town with all the new 2014 Harley-Davidsons on it, and I plan on being one of the guys test riding a couple of the new models. Just because. Anyways, I went to see a show last night at the Snoring Sasquatch. There were two bands playing, the Midnight Suns, a young bunch of guys out of a White Horse, and pretty good. But then the main attraction come on, The People. And they're a two-man band, but they do have a touring guitar player and background vocals, Danny, sitting in with them for the tour. Kind of rounds the sound out a little bit. So I thought I would lead off with two songs here this morning, one from each of their albums. Well, the first one is just called The People, and the second one is The People 2. Yeah. So let's start off with something from their first album, and it's called That's Life, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Trust your friends. South Kootenai Radio.
Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Winter. Yeah, I decided to play a third song by The People. Let's see, the last two songs, Far From Sober and That Winter, are on their second album that was just released. And, of course, you can check out The People. That's PPL. And they got a Facebook page there and all that good stuff. So, and if you get the chance, check out that band. They're on tour right now. Of course, the tour schedule is on their Facebook page, and I think they're just touring Western Canada. I think, well, that's enough of that. Anyways, good luck to the boys, Marcus and Rich, on this latest tour. Anyways, what do we got here? It is quarter to the hour. We better get rolling on our Canadian history segment, October the 3rd. Our first story is from 1927, and it's from out of Ottawa, and that's when Canadian Prime Minister William Lyon Mackenzie King inaugurates the first transatlantic telephone service to the UK by chatting with British Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin. For the time being, all calls are operator assisted until 1956, when direct dialing comes in. There you go. And another story out of, I don't think I'm going to bother with that one. It's a story out of Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, and you talk about French. Pierre Gauthier, no, I can't even get into it. Anyway, that was from 1738 anyways, if any of it made sense. A couple of birthdays here we'll talk about now. 1973, Neve Campbell, movie actor, born on this day at Guelph, Ontario. Her first name, Neve, is her mother's maiden name and is pronounced Neve. It means snow in Dutch. Her father, Jerry, was a drama teacher, and her mother, Marnie, a psychologist, yoga teacher who runs Neve's fan club. Her parents divorced while she was still a baby, and she moved to Toronto with her father. She has three brothers, Christian, older, also an actor, Damien, younger, and Alex, youngest. Yeah. Anyway, she's gone on to do a number of movies and various things related in the film industry. Yeah. A.Y. Jackson, a painter born on this day in Montreal in 1882, died in Kleinburg, Ontario, April the 5th, 1974. Jackson started his artistic career in 1895 and studied art in evening classes and at the Art Institute in Chicago. Let's see, in 1907, he enrolled in the Julian Academy in Paris and studied Impressionism. And on his return to Montreal, his painting Edge of the Maple Wood brought him to the attention of the other group of seven artists. And I think I'm just going to leave it at that, because the bio on this little segment is extremely long. And besides, we want to get through to a few others. Eric Bruin, a ballet dancer, was born on this day at Copenhagen, Denmark in 1928 and died in Toronto April 1st, 1986. Noted for his classical technique, and he appeared mainly as a guest artist with North American and European companies. Glenn Hall, NHL goaltender, born on this day in 1931. Hall played for the Detroit Red Wings, Calder Trophy winner from 1955-56, Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup winner in 1961, Vezina Trophy 63, and the St. Louis Blues Vezina Trophy 67 and then 69. Last I heard, Glenn was the goalie coach for the Calgary Flames, although he might be getting up there in age and has passed on those duties now. Sean Rattel, an NHL center, born on this day in 1940, played for the New York Rangers and the Boston Bruins. What else do we got here? Duncan Regier, a TV movie actor, born on this day in 1953. He played in the Blue and the Gray, Wizards and Warriors, and Zorro. Yes, what else? Hart Bochner, TV actor, born on this day in 1956, the son of actor Lloyd Bochner. And let's see, Bochner has played in East of Eden, Supergirl, and Die Hard. There you go. All right, that's it. Let's get back to some more music here. Yeah, 4 degrees still. Oh, but the sky, is it ever nice and sunny? Love it. Mavis Staples coming up with a song here from her album, We'll Never Turn Back, a 2007 called 99 and a Half, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Well, I'm running. I'm trying to make 100. 99 and a half, it won't do. I'm running, running for freedom, y'all. 'Cause 99 and a half just won't do. Now, if your God won't help you, you better try mine. My God is a freedom God. He'll make a way for you. In a weary land, He'll give you rest when you're tired. Protect you on a danger zone. He'll guide you down a rugged road and bring you out on the bright side.
Eric Clapton there from the 1980 release called Just One Night, and the name of that song, If I Don't Be There By Morning. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, 4 degrees out today on our way to 13 in the sunshine. And of course, I've got the usual gang of hoodlums just come through the door here, and they want to give us all a 4-minute, 30-second news update. So without further ado, let's take that quick break, and we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music.
It is October 3rd.
Thank you. everybody. We're broadcasting out of South Kootenai Radio, out of the Creston Valley. Beautiful sunny day.
This is Stan Peters there with Keep Me Running Wild. Of course, that band, they were pretty hot in the early 70s there, you know, based out of Calgary. Anyways, 8:14, it is time for this day in rock and roll history.
Sometimes I wonder how I'm going to do. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime.
Round and around.
All right, the animals there with House of the Rising Sun, finishing off another segment of this day in rock and roll history. Of course, that one going to number one in 1964. And speaking of 1964, that's where Baby Love by the Supremes went on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 and spent 13 weeks there, and that was the song before. And before the Supremes, we had Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. I played The House Is Rockin'. Stevie Ray Vaughan, born on this day in 1954. And we had Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way, a song penned by Lindsey Buckingham, and some great guitar work in that one. His birthday today, born in 1949. And let's see, we had the Champs doing the twist. I don't have any Chubby Checker in the SKR library here. Of course, Chubby Checker, born on this day in 1941. And then we started off the segment with an Eddie Cochran song, Summertime Blues. Eddie, born on this day in 1938. And of course, that was a tune covered by The Who, live at Leeds, actually. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at 4 degrees, and the wind's from the north-northwest at 2 kilometers an hour, and we're expecting a high of 13 degrees in the sunshine today. Actually, it is sunny as heck right now. Gotta love that. Now, over in Vancouver, they're sitting at 5 degrees currently, also sunny there. Snowing in Whitehorse, 1 degree with a little bit of sunny breaks. 2 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud in Calgary. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, 10. Toronto, sitting at 18 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Oh, look at sunny Fredericton, 18 degrees right now. Same as Halifax, sunny and 17. St. John's, Newfoundland, mainly sunny, 17 degrees. All right, I've got some Edgar Winter standing by right now. This is from the 2008 album Rebel Road, and this is, here's Clint Black helping out with him, and it's called The Power of Positive Drinking. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah. You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio. South Kootenai Radio.
There, John Lee Hooker and Robert Cray, that one released in 1989. All right, I see we're starting to get a little behind schedule here. I've got our artist highlight coming up right now. And, of course, no doubt who I was going to play today was Stevie Ray Vaughan's birthday, born on this day in 1954. I've decided to play a couple of a song from a few different albums of Stevie Ray and Double Trouble. Of course, as mentioned, Stevie Ray, born on this day, October the 3rd, 1954, passed away October the 27th in 1990 in a terrible helicopter crash after finishing up a concert in, where the heck was that? East Troy, Wisconsin. Yeah, kind of a tragic story there. But Stevie, of course, an American guitarist, singer, songwriter, and record producer, and he's best known as the founding member and leader of Double Trouble with drummer Chris Layton and bass player Tommy Shannon, who, by the way, used to play with Johnny Winter back in the old days. Johnny's albums around the 1969 time period. But anyway, this is about Stevie. Anyways, Double Trouble, they reignited the blues revival of the 80s, and with a career spanning 7 years, Vaughan and Double Trouble consistently sold out concerts while their albums frequently went gold. Vaughan was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and briefly lived in Graham, Texas. The younger brother of Jimmy Vaughan, Stevie started playing guitar at the age of 7, and soon after formed several bands that occasionally performed in local nightclubs. At age 17, he dropped out of high school and moved to Austin to pursue a career in music, joining groups such as Cracker Jack, the Nightcrawlers, and the Cobras. And in 1977, he formed Triple Threat Review, a band that regularly performed around Austin and eventually evolved into Double Trouble. In 1982, Vaughan and Double Trouble performed at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, catching the attention of musicians David Bowie and Jackson Browne. Bowie asked Vaughan to play on his upcoming studio album, Let's Dance, and Browne offered the band the free use of his personal studio in Los Angeles to record an album. And in March 1983, veteran record producer John Hammond Sr. of Epic Records signed Vaughan and Double Trouble and released their debut album, Texas Flood, in June of that year. What else do we have here? I think that's enough. I think we better get playing some music. First one that we're going to listen to is off of a real fine album here, In Step, released in 1989. And we're going to lead off here with track number 2 with Crossfire, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Day by day, night after night,
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble there with Willie the Wimp finishing off our artist highlight today. And before that we had Lenny, and we started things off with Crossfire. And again, a big thank you going out for Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And they got lots of new jewelry in for the fall session down there, so get on down, have a look around, see what's going on. They've got some new salt crystal lamps in as well, and I'll tell you, are those ever a nice highlight to have in the office, in the living room, wherever. Great addition. They've got all different sizes, so go check them out down at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Bedazzled. All right, that's it for the morning show for today. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully, you'll be here again tomorrow morning at 7:30 Pacific for another fine... What is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, we have a special show tomorrow, actually. We're going to be playing some music, some of Jen's favorites. It's our last day over there at Quick X, so... I told her to give me a couple of her favorite songs, and we'll be playing them on the radio tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune into that. Don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon. We're going to be featuring the full album by Indio, Big Harvest. Anyways, have a great day, everyone. We're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio.